it's all right to have principles and ideals, but I would say that in a national service of remembrance towards people that have gave the ultimate sacrifice so that you could have these principles and ideals. Not singing the national anthem, that's disgraceful. I mean, I'm absolutely...
But it's not about the nation, it's about the Queen.
No, you can want a republic. You could be against the Queen for his... If his...
There's nothing in the national anthem that mentions soldiers, dead or alive, that mentions the nation of the country.
These people fought for this country so that you could have the freedom of speech that you have got.
And you don't think Jeremy Corbyn should have exercised that freedom yesterday?
No, I think that he should have actually just sung the national anthem, no matter what.
Remind me what the second verse is. Remind me what the second verse is, Martin.
Now you're asking me.
Well, hang on a minute. I thought you rang me to tell me how important it was.
It is important.
But remind me what the second verse... Just give me the first line. Give me the first line. Give me the first line of the second verse, pal.
Nah.
Why not?
I've not got it in front of me.
What?
I've not got it in front of me.
But those people died for you.
Yes.
You don't even know the words. What sort of a disgusting creature are you?
Excuse me, but I'm sure that...
They died for you. They shed their blood on foreign fields for you, and you don't even know the words.
And Afghanistan, mate.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that you don't know the words to that. Except it's not, mate. I'm yanking your chain. It's a stupid argument to suggest he should have sung it to honour dead soldiers when they don't get mentioned in the song.